Hello, 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 and welcome to the Velvet Studio, the home of Ottawa's queer media. My name is Luke Smith, and we have a few people in the studio with us today. Sebastian, how are you?
Hello.
And we also have Mike Tassel. How are you doing?
Hey, doing well, doing well.
And Brendan, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Brendan's joining us from the Filibuster.
Yes. Excellent. That would be the correct way to pronounce it.
No,
I'm just joking.
What? Now I'm just even more confused than I was 5 seconds ago.
It's okay.
So today's episode, we're looking at... originally, the topic was going to be mobile applications and hookup culture and how that affects sexuality. Unfortunately, our guest, who is a fantastic individual, doing a master's thesis in this, was unavailable. Aww. So, yeah, we're very, very sad. However, when we started to look into...
Wait, no, you said Erin did her master's in that, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She's in the middle of doing it still.
Yeah. Oh, not...
like right
I thought her
now.
PhD was on something else. It's on the same thing?
Oh, is it a PhD?
Because you and I were talking about this Tuesday.
I feel so lucky.
Whatever. She was doing an academic study in it, and and she's busy. But we started looking into mobile apps, and we discovered there's actually quite a lot going on.
Yes.
And multiple news stories came up. And in fact, between yesterday and today, you've actually discovered yet another news story.
Yeah, I posted it on my Facebook on my little announcement that we were doing this today. There's another one for kink people in general.
For kinky people.
Kinky people. Mm-hmm. Kink people, same thing. So I thought to myself, that sounds an awful lot like Recon's app. So I
Recon?
Recon is for guys into fetish, guys into everything. It used to be just a fetish kink oriented website, and then it branched out into all of the different communities that you can imagine there being space for. So there's jocks probably, and there's bears, and there's you name it, there's scruff guys. This is all before scruff came out, by the way. And so all these different apps kind of picked up on all the identity politics and ran with it. So yeah, I'm not on those sites anymore. Wink, wink. I don't need them.
I mean, that's definitely something worth discussing in and of itself. I mean, there must be a demand.
Yeah.
Because these apps are able to survive economically, which is always a bit surprising to me, to say the least.
Well, it's easy to be an armchair kinkster.
And depending on how you set things up, running an app or a website like this is actually really quite affordable. If you can program and if you do everything yourself and if you get one revenue stream,
yeah,
then you can afford.
It's a success right there, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can keep it up. And it won't necessarily it won't necessarily do well because you won't be able to afford promotions or anything. And it won't necessarily be slick and pretty, but doesn't need to
be. It doesn't need to be because the slick
and
pretty is
you're not trying to make money off
account.
Of it or anything. Yeah. You're just creating a service.
These apps are only really as successful as the number of folks who are using them.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I think the most popular gay mobile app is actually one called Blue. Which
never
is...
Never heard of that one.
I know.
Blue like Blu-ray or blue like B-L-U-E?
I'm going to go on the Play Store and see.
It's not B-L-E-W.
It is used by way more people in Asia than Grindr. It is the app. It's the gay hookup app of Asia.
Cool.
And there's just more people there.
And then
there just
happens to be more of them there, yes. And it's really interesting. Actually, my partner Jake is familiar with it, and he might be here soon. So perhaps we'll come back and touch on that.
Cool. For years, it was Gay Romeo.
Yes. Do you remember Gay Romeo?
When
Gay
I lived
Romeo
in Japan,
annoyed
it was
me.
Big. Yeah.
Jeez. Wasn't that a website, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they bought a website that I had an account on.
Speak
and it
of the
just
speak of the devil.
It.
Here he is.
So. Hey, there he is.
Yeah.
Oh, turn off your phone.
All right. Brendan's going to help us hook you up with a mic. But in the meantime, this is a brand new Elton John song, and he's coming up with an album, which is extremely exciting. This is Looking Up. It's to promo his upcoming album. And we'll be back in just 3 minutes and 26 seconds.
We'll be right back. for me to pick up the slack just because I could see.
Welcome back to the Velvet Studio, the home of Ottawa's queer media, and we actually have Jake hooked up with a mic. Thank you very much, Brendan, for helping us get that set up. He's a fantastic resource. Just before we left, we were talking about how there are so many apps, and we'll talk about some of the new ones, but we were
also discussing Asian ones.
We were discussing an Asian one, actually. that surprised me. You'd mentioned Blue, and I'd never heard of it before, so I downloaded it to see what it was about, and like there's maybe one person in Toronto and then like 20 in Vancouver,
and you're the only one from Ottawa.
Yeah, it was like I was the only one in Ottawa.
Well, not all of the things have really good language functionality. So I mean, one of the complaints in Ottawa being a bilingual city is that Scruff and Grindr and Growler and all of the different ones don't have preferred language.
That's because it's American.
Yeah, well, still California. You know, but I also found when I was looking it up, it's actually Blued.
I missed the D.
Blued.
But there's also
as though something has been splashed on you.
Yes. Or like blowed, you know. But anyway, I also found there's one called Wapo, which is mostly Spanish and Portuguese.
Oh, neat.
So it's for mostly Southern.
What did you say, Wapo or Guapo?
Wapo.
Wapo.
Wapo y Wapa. So I'm guessing Wapa is like the lesbian app.
Okay.
Oh, neat.
So.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah, I know. But it totally makes sense that you would have different apps for different regions because different people interact with each other in different ways. Yeah. There's different cultures. There's different what we expect from each other, the kind of relevant information. So whether or not you can filter by religion, like if you're from a traditional Jewish family and you want your mom to be impressed by your nice Jewish boyfriend, then that's going to be important for you. Whereas there's other places in the world, like probably Scandinavia, where they're like, religion, what's that? Can I eat it? Is it a thing? Does it go on the wall? What is that? So
it's herring.
You're going to have regional differences, and not many of the apps are actually interested in adapting themselves for an international community, having like multilingual availability, having different kinds of filter options, things like that.
Although it's really interesting that Grindr just got sold, I think it was a 60% stake. Mm-hmm. to a Chinese gambling company.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
But it was for $93 million.
They're looking to diversify. Nothing wrong with that. Everybody knows gays have money.
Nintendo was originally a Yakuza outfit that made gambling gear. That's how they got into the game business, by making cards and dice and things like that.
Nice.
Isn't that weird? It's actually a 300-year-old company.
Mm-hmm. You mean... Nintendo. Wait, it's owned by Yakuzas? Is that what you're saying?
Originally. Well, originally. They transitioned to legit business, and now they're so wealthy they don't need to go into the dirty stuff anymore.
And they would cheat at dice games.
Yeah.
Very typical of Japanese people to do that. Yeah.
Oh, well, not to like, you know.
What?
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 What? I just thought we were making broad sweeping
No, if you watch the old Miyazaki movies from the 50s, like Seven Samurai and all that, like cheating at dice. That was
Zatoichi, the most popular Japanese film series of all time.
The Blind Samurai.
Yeah, The Blind Samurai. Mm. Every single time he would cheat at dice.
Yep.
Yeah. All the time.
Okay.
As a Yakuza, of course.
More
one,
you know.
One who lived between the boundaries of society.
I have a feeling we have an expert on that.
I know. Between the two of you, it's just like...
I feel so white.
It's... speaking of such.
Yes. What an intro.
Yes, I know. Great segue.
Thanks.
It's almost as bad as mine.
It wasn't it wasn't a garbage segue for once.
Yeah. What was I even saying?
Gosh, you're going to talk about white people.
White people.
In fact, it was pointed out to me that it was super problematic that we had on our list of things to talk about was an app that's just for straight white people.
And, just for straight white people.
Yes.
Then what are the... It's not a gay app then.
No. But like, it's just for straight white
people. Well,
there's
an app out there for Jewish boys to meet Jewish girls. Yeah. So what's the big deal?
Well, the
thing is... If you're going to look narrow, then you're going to look narrow and you're only going to look narrow. Some of us happen to like to look outside of our own genome.
See, I have a lot of issues with it. I feel like if you're going onto that app to look for specifically white straight people, then clearly you don't want to look at anything else. And I feel like that's inherently racist. Like,
well,
in and of itself.
Look at society all around us.
I don't know.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying nobody should really have a problem with any identity politics-based app out there online, because there's one for just about everybody. The only people who are going to get offended are the ones who haven't got an app yet.
Mm. So I guess what you're saying is that it's problematic, but that doesn't mean we should shut it down.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, I'm on board with that. Like, it's one of those things where, like, it's a jerky thing to have created, it's a jerky thing to have to participate in, but, you know, there it is.
If two racists want to hook up on
their
own
app, I'm not going to stop them, because they're not bothering me. They're bothering each other.
Jeez.
Let's hope it's all hot and bothered, but, you know.
It takes them out of the circulation for the other apps. Because the racism that's evident on other apps has been quite...
It's pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've discussed that before, haven't
we? Oh, yes.
The no fats, no femmes, no Asians thing. But that was old. That was like...
That was one of the first ones I was in on.
Yeah, that's an ongoing discussion that we've been having for a while now anyway. Yeah.
So you mean people who are already very picky are getting even more picky?
Mm-hmm. They're now going to places where they don't have to see any evidence of things they don't like. Mm-hmm. It's the shopping mall attitude from your living room.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Amazon.
Dating has turned into a shopping experience. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of people who are researching this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I just find apps bizarre in general because I don't need them. I get enough sex. I don't need to go online to find it.
Well, not everybody is as well positioned as yourself in terms of that. I know that before I met Jake, and we actually met on an app. Before I'd met Jake, I mean, I didn't randomly encounter folks to have sex with.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. Luke was trying to, he gave me a face to say, do not contradict me right now. Actually, I was off of apps for about a year and a half. I had rage quit quite some time ago because they were frustrating and infuriating.
It was rather violent. There was tornadoes and it was scary.
Well,
people go on there to just throw hateful messages at people for no reason.
But it was actually something that Luke had said in combination with something that somebody in my department had said. So the combination of the two of them together, the one that Luke, the thing that you said is that Ottawa is primarily a city of homebodies and you don't meet homebodies. Like, you can't go out into the world and meet them.
You're
because
right.
they're at home.
That's right. Yeah.
And
in suburbia.
So if you want to meet people in Ottawa, like, you're going to meet the same 40 people who go to every event. And after you rip through, and most of them, by the way, refuse to date the other 40 people at the event because they don't want to alienate themselves from the social community. So they're like, if you're at this party already, you're off the table. I refuse to date you ever.
Wow, that's too bad.
I know, right? Because
it's
think,
weird how people are turning out like that now.
Yeah, you just think, like, just be mature after you break up with someone.
Like, it used to be that you would actually date inside your own circles, and now people are skipping way outside of their own circles, finding complete strangers who don't know anyone in their group.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it's the I'm afraid they'll talk about how bad I am at sex.
Maybe, they just want anonymous sex and they don't want to be judged for it around their group. That's a great idea.
Why don't they just do better and be better?
Because they haven't talked to me yet.
Self-improvement.
Well, there's another thing. Like, I have a birthday coming up this weekend, and a friend of mine told me that she's blowing it off to go on a Tinder date. And I was like, so you're going to skip out on all your friends, seeing them this weekend, to go and meet with a complete stranger? Like, that's...
Is this a first date?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. I don't know. That's awkward. Like,
if
that's,
it was like a fourth date and it's
like you're
promising.
Skipping out on an actual
and
social
how good
thing.
How good of a friend is she to those people?
Pardon me?
And how good of a friend is she to those people?
I think that alcohol might be her best friend.
Oh,
so,
yeah. See, yeah, it's when things are a little flaky, they're a lot flaky underneath.
A lot flakier. Yeah.
Yeah. And okay, speaking of flaky, that's a lot of what you find online because they don't have the people skills
exactly
to actually hook up.
Or they're too introverted
to
go out into public.
Well, they're only introverted because they
anxious.
Lack the practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is actually something I was reminded of. So over the Christmas break, I went down to visit family in Ottawa. Not Ottawa. We're in Ottawa. Hamilton.
Yeah. Hamilton, yeah.
Which is where I'm from.
It's kind of like Ottawa, only different.
Completely different. Hamilton has been accused of being Canada's largest small town. So it's about 750,000 people, but it feels like a small town. Like
so
you're just
Ottawa.
Wouldn't that make Oakville smaller?
Well, okay, this is what I mean. Small town in the sense that as you walk down the street, people are like, hey, how you doing? And then they just keep going.
Oh, like, you never see that in Ottawa.
Yeah, I know. They say good morning, they say good evening, they wave, they open the door, and they smile at you. You're waiting in line for your groceries. Old lady behind you is like, oh, did you read the news? She's like, I have no idea who you are, but okay, let's roll with it. And it's this is like it's a little bit more chummy.
So it's like Tim Hortons everywhere.
Yeah. The entire city. Well, I mean, Tim Hortons is from there. So, I mean, like, Ottawa, Hamilton is giant Timmy's.
That's amazing.
Also, Hamilton has the most donuts per capita in the world because of Tim Hortons.
Wow.
There's three intersections in Hamilton where when you stand on the corner, you can see four Timmys.
And you can look at your grinder and go, there's nobody within 500 meters.
Oh, no. They're everywhere. They're everywhere in Hamilton.
Yeah,
but anyway,
like
so...
Hipster homos in Hamilton.
That's true. Yeah.
So I've been living in Ottawa for about 5 years now, and I think I've been on 3 dates total, including second dates.
I don't date.
And then when I was in Hamilton, I had like 4 people flirting with me over a 1 month period.
Nice.
Just like in a store, and someone was like, hey, and they're giving me the googly eyes, and I was like, this is very tempting.
No,
but
it's funny. I don't think anything I do could be called dating.
I mean, but you have previously been married, and
yes.
You know, you've,
I know what
you've,
I like.
Absolutely. Yeah. You've done the settling down and so on and so forth. And
yeah.
I'm sure if you wanted to settle down again, that you would. That would be an option for you. And
it's always an option. Never say never. That's what I said when I fell in love with a woman.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, I've never had that experience, or fortunately, I suppose, one or the other. Anyway.
Women are cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Women are cool.
Yeah.
They are different from men.
Oh, yes.
Very much so.
That is true. Surprise. And how women use apps is also very different, I find. Mm-hmm.
Tell
are we segueing into another
how do
topic?
Women use apps?
No, I was just bringing up the conversation of how women use apps.
Well, how do they use it differently then?
Well, I think it actually
support
appeals to how the psychology of
a
woman
a
works when
There's
they're actually looking at men.
There's five guys here talking about how women use apps. There's something seriously wrong with this.
Yeah.
No. Well, we did try to invite someone in to talk about this, but she couldn't make it, unfortunately. But what I've noticed, and especially in studies, is that women are very quick to making decisions when it comes to selecting potential sexual partners or potential romantic partners. So usually within 5 seconds of seeing a guy, they will know whether or not that they are down.
They're more cutthroat than we are.
They're much more cutthroat than we are. Except, like, they're also processing a lot of different things much faster.
We just look at the picture and go, yes, no.
Yeah, same thing that guys do. But when it comes to romantic interest, a guy is going to be much further down the road when it comes to that.
I wish them luck in finding romance online.
Exactly. Yeah. I wish them luck, too, because it just doesn't work out.
Facebook is better at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Luke, shall we talk about one of the articles that you had dug up?
Yeah. One of the things that I found that was interesting, and this does relate to women on mobile apps, actually, is in the UK, they released information around, they did an analysis, and they found that over the last 3 or 4 years, there has been a 700% spike in cases that cite or reference mobile apps. So that's everything from sextortion, where someone would send a an image with very little clothing involved, and then they're used as tools of extortion, assaults, sexual assaults, all of those. And there's been a huge increase in those cases that are then tied in one way or another to Tinder or Grindr or so on and so forth. So Tinder dates gone very, very wrong.
In the summer, didn't we find a website that archived, like, if somebody sends you a nudie photo or something, you would download it on your phone and then send it into this archive, and it was just like this internet archive of, like, the world's naked men?
It's really common, actually, like, exposed, name an app, and there's an exposed blog for it. About a year ago or so, there was we came across the GLBT Liaison Committee here in Ottawa, came across a blog of local Ottawa gay guys who had been exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, we were able to notify most of them, and the site got shut down pretty quickly. But, Grindr's not as happy and secure as you'd like to think it is.
That's why you never, ever, 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 ever post the headshot with the body shop.
That's pretty good advice. That's pretty good advice.
Ever, ever.
Yeah. Or just wait till you meet in person.
Yeah. Well, they may sweet talk you into getting the, you know, like, I won't hook up with you until you send me.
Well, then they're not worth hooking up with.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know that.
Because that's what leads to sextortion.
Yes, exactly. Well, not only that, but I like the surprise of, like, you know, the under the clothes, over the bra kind of, like, feely-feely, and then you, like, pull down the pants, but you leave the underwear on, and you do a little bit of ho-ho-ho, and then you pull it down, and it pops out, and you're like, oh, surprise!
That are not human attributes, that it's are very lying
actually,
in the pants of men all over the world.
Like, if only, if only, I was having a conversation with some lady friends of mine the other day, and they were talking about, you know, men's size, and they said that they really wish that mobile apps contained that information.
You know what?
Because what? I don't want to go it all does. The way to coffee and then drinks no, and then just, bedroom and then, oh, you have a micro penis.
No, they list their stats, right? It's like, I'm 6'1", 190 pounds, 6 inches cut, whatever.
Not all of them do, though.
No, I think that's it's think more unique do. To the gay community, oh, okay. I think. Yeah.
Well, it's more prevalent.
Yeah. I think that's an interesting way where apps and culture have really intermingled.
Our culture is
there's
much more
actually,
sexual.
There's a series of cases in, I think it was New York or Chicago last year, where people were getting gay bash left, right, and center through Grindr.
Yeah.
Where they thought they were going to a hookup. And guess what? You can go to any porn site and download a picture of a model. And just so long as it's not one of the big names that everybody recognizes, for example, Matt Hughes or Blue Kennedy, then people...
who are they?
People would be like, oh, hot guy, and he wants to get it on with me. And then you just lie and be like, oh, yeah, I'm totally into your type. And then you show up, and it's like five guys with a baseball bat. And it's...
You know, it's
I don't want to be alarmist, but, I mean, it happens. You have to be aware that these things happen.
And that's part of the spike that's been recorded in the UK. It's luring people into very unsafe scenarios.
It's been going on ever since the internet started up. I remember, what was it, 3, 4, 5 years ago, where Craigslist was the hunting ground for these bashers.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it was male or female victims, they were just, it was all over Craigslist. And so Craigslist was getting all kinds of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else is going, well, what do you expect for not arranging to meet in a public place?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Ottawa, actually, there was, and just to bring it back to a local element, there were a few cases of sextortion using Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't something that's unique to Illinois or Chicago.
Was it just a little bit of extortion? Is that the news?
It was not just on the lower end of extortion, I think, was actually the definition. We're referencing a case here of somebody that neither of us particularly like, and with that little bit of extortion. But no, there was a few cases locally of extortion over these apps. And the other problem that came to our attention was that there would be they would go and meet up with, if it's Craigslist, it's usually straight or married men, and they would be essentially sexually assaulted at that point. And then those men would never report it or tell anyone, because there's the risk of being outed and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And the risk,
the fear of being outed is greater than...
Or engaging in risky behavior that could lead to extortion when they work for the government, because most of Ottawa works
for
the government. So there's a lot of things where they've silenced a lot of crime.
It's only about 30% of the city works for the government, including contractors.
Don't forget that, that they run the economy of Ottawa, though.
Anyway, we're going to play a David Bowie song. Okay. We opted for a newer track because, and it's not Lazarus, because I'm certain the radio stations have played that a lot.
I heard it last night for the first time.
Really?
It was good.
It just beat Adele's YouTube streaming record, actually.
Wow.
It's been streamed 11.1 million times.
Wow.
So we're not streaming that one because we're community radio, not mainstream RS. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
So what are we having?
Don't be snooty.
Dollar Days by David Bowie. We'll be back just after this.
Thank you.
and welcome back to the Velvet Studio, the home of Ottawa's queer media. And that was one of David Bowie's new tracks, and I'm sure everybody's anxiously awaiting to get a full listen of the new album Black